Okay, everybody, say today's daf is daf Pei Dalet. Pei Dalet is Kiminyan daf. We're going to start from the new mission, the new perek on Pei Gimel Amid Beis.
I'll talk to you then.
Okay, can we begin?
Yes, yes.
Okay, we start the new Mishnah, new perek, Pei Gimel Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, Kol Karbonis Hatzivah B'Hayochid, Boim Min Ha'oret U'Meichutz La'oret. We say that Kol Karbonis Hatzibur, we are not referring to Karbonis, which are Zvachim, in terms of either animals. We're not talking about Oifois, but we're talking specifically about Karbonis Mincha. If I'm bringing a Mincha, Soilis, Marcheshes, Machbas, etc., says our Mishnah, Boim Min Ha'oret Mechutz La'oret. I don't have to go and bring dafke solas from Eretz Yisrael. I can bring imported wheat from another country, as well as min ha-chodesh u'min ha-yoshen. It could be from the new crop. It can be from the old crop. Chutz min ha-oymer u'shtei alechem she'inem boin ella min ha-chodesh u'min ha-aret. That excludes the korban ha-oymer, that one brings the first day chol ha-moed. Note that this Mishnah we learned yesterday, which was the first day Chol HaMoed. Admittedly, it's first day Chol HaMoed in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, it was already the second day Chol HaMoed. But for our purposes, since we were in Chutz La'aretz, unfortunately, we're still in Golus. So when does one bring the Korban Oimer on the first day of Chol HaMoed? So Mamash, we were learning Dover Be'ito Ma toif. So chutz min ha'oymer shtei alechem. Shtei alechem, which of course is brought on Shavuos, she'inin boim ele min ha'chodosh u'min ha'aretz. Oh, so the two differences between your normal korban mincha and the korban ha'oymer and the shtei alechem, and that is the korban ha'oymer shtei alechem. Number one, they come only from Eretz Yisrael, not from chutz la'aretz. And number two, they are brought from the chodosh, from the brand new tvua that just grew that time, that season. By the case of the barley, we just did the Ktziras Oimer the previous night on Matzah, Yom Tov Harishon and Shel Chag, of Chag HaMatzis, and you're bringing it the next morning. It's Chodesh brand new. And Min Ha'aretz, you bring it from Eretz Yisrael, you're not bringing it from Chutz La'aretz. So our Mishnah is very clear on these two halachas, but as we'll see as we get into the Gemara, in fact, there will be a machloikis. Other Tanoim hold that Oimer and Shtei Alechem you can bring from Chutz La'aretz, and other Tanoim will hold that you can bring it min hayoshan, from last year's Tvua. It doesn't have to be from the brand new seasonal Tvua that just grew and that you just harvested. We'll talk about that in Nigmar. V'kulan ein boim ele min ha-mufcher. In all situations, you always bring it min ha-mufcher, meaning from the shensta and the besta, from the triple A quality soilus. As we know, we've had this pasuk many times in Chazal before, stating pasuk, Hakriveyu no lefechosecha, hayirtzcha oy hayisa fonecha. Hakriveyu no lefechosecha, would you go and bring this korban to a pachas, to a governor, to a minister? If you brought something inferior, he would throw you out. Hayirtzcha hayisa fonecha, he won't even go and make an appointment and give you an audience. Get out of here. So certainly when we're giving a korban, bringing a korban to the Ribono Shel Olam, has to be top notch. So zukta mishnah be'ezel mufcha shelhem. Can you give me a little bit of a description? What means the besta and the shensta? Says the Mishnah, machnis v'zatcha alfa l'soilis. Machnis v'zatcha are names of two places in Eretz Yisrael, and the word alfa, explains Rashi, means that it's like the letter aleph in the alphabet. That just like the letter Aleph is the first, therefore this Machnis and Zatcha, they were top-notch, the first and the best of the solas. What we would call today AAA solas. Shnilahen, already on a second Madrega, it was only AA, not AAA, was Afurim Bibika, a town called Afurim, which was in the Bika in the valley. Because Rashi explains that there were two Afurims, one in the valley and one in the mountain. Those that brought the solas from Afurim Bibika, this was second only to the Machnis and the Zatcha, which were really top-notch alfalasas. Says the Mishnah Kolorotza Seyukshayris. Lamaisa, if you didn't get your solas from Machnis and Zatcha or Afurim, you got it from somewhere else. Kolorotza Seyukshayris. Elmikano Yimavim, but they used to bring Dafka from these places because they wanted to go and fulfill the mitzvah mamish min hamuvchar mahadrim min hamahad. Okay. Jok Dimar, Masis Eloiki Haitana. So the focus of the Gemara today is going to be on the Korban Oimer and the Shtei Halechem. Says Gemara, our Mishnah that requires that a dafka be brought min hachadosh argues with the following Tana, the sign you will learn in the Braisa, Oimer haba min hayoshen is kosher. Shtei Halechem habois min hayoshen is ksheiros. It's the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach. Instead of bringing from Chodesh the brand new Tvuah, I couldn't find brand new Tvuah, or I could find, but nevertheless I had old Tvuah from the last season, Menayoshan. It was already permitted by the previous Karban Oimer from last year. Kosher, it's auch good. Shtei Alechem, you bring Shtei Alechem on Shvuas, you bring Menayoshan. Kosher is auch good. Ele Shechisa Mitzvah. But he missed out in being Mekayim, a gewaldige Mitzvah. Because Lechat Chila, Avadi is supposed to bring Menachodesh. How do I know? Oimer Tchsev, Takriv Eis Minchas Bikurecha, Vafilu Meno Aliyah. The Pasuk says, Takriv, bring your Minchas Bikurim in from the Aliyah. So first of all, what means Min Aliyah? Aliyah over here means that you had a storage of Tvua in your attic. That's where you had your storage bins of extra Tvua. So therefore, this Bryce is telling us, I learned from the Pasuk Takriv Eis Minchas Bikurecha, you don't have to bring Chodosh, you can even bring Altis Choyre from last year, which is stored in your attic on the second floor. But where does it say that in Takriv Eis Minchas Bikurecha? So if you have the Torah Or HaSholem, and you look up Pasuk Hey, you'll see that the word Takriv is repeated twice. In fact, the whole Takriv Minchas Bikurecha is almost repeated twice. Look at Pasuk Hey. V'im takriv minchas bikurim laHashem. Oviv koli ba'esh geris karmel. This is the minchas hu oimer. Takriv eis minchas bikurecha. Notice it says takriv and it says takriv. In fact, it says takriv minchas bikurim. It says takriv eis minchas bikurecha. The question is, why is this repeated twice in the same pasuk? To go and tell you, avad, it's nice and it's a mitzvah. Givaldik, go and bring from the new tvuah. But if you didn't, takriv is the rabbi is the second time, even if it's min hayoshen, is och good. Shtei alechem dechsev, back to the Gemara, it's in the Pasuk Mishvei Seichem, Tavil, lechem tenufa. Darshan the Gemara, Mishvei Seichem, v'loy min achutzlaretz. Poshim shat Mishvei Seichem means those that are living in Eretz Yisrael, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, from there you should go and bring your tvua, not from chutzlaretz. Mi Mishvei Seichem, afilim an aliyah. If you bring it from your Meshavos, even from the aliyah again, that means from the second floor attic, even min ha yosha. Now the Gemara assumes that both these drushes, loy min achutzlartz, vafil min aliyah, you're learning both from the word mi moish v'isechem. The moish v'isechem, where we live in Eretz Yisrael. Mi moish v'isechem, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, even from the aliyah. Freit emor ha'afikte, how can I learn two separate drushes? One a miut, mi moish v'isechem, v'loy min achutzlartz. And then we're saying we moish v'seichem afilu min aliyah. Didn't we already use this pasuk once to tell you v'loy min chutzlaretz? How can I use it twice to go and tell you even min aliyah, even from the yashan? Everything more omekra tavil v'afilu min aliyah. We made a mistake. Not that we learned both drushes from the word mi moish v'seichem. We learned from moish v'seichem means yishuv in Eretz Yisrael and not chutzlaretz. Stop. How do I know a film in Aliyah from the extra word Taviyu? Now, why is this considered to be an extra word? Because the Pasuk right before this Mishmoish Veisechem is in, if you look in the Torah Or HaSholem, it's Ois Zayin, and what does the Pasuk say? Kisavoy la'oretz asher nois alechem uktartem es ktsirav aveisem es oyim ereshes ktsirchem alakoyim. That doesn't say the word Mimosh Veisechem. Anyway, so what is the Gemara? Tavil, I'm sorry, it's a Pasuk Vav. Back to Vav. It says in the Pasuk, Mimosh Veisechem, Tavil, Lechem, Tenufa, Shtayim, Shnei, Asorim, Sodas, Tiena, Chomet, Tiefena, Bikurim, Lashem. It says Mimosh Veisechem, Tavil. The Pasuk right before that in the Chomish, it says, Vikravte, Mincha, Chadosh, Lashem. This is in Vav. And then if you go down to Ches, this is Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Tes Zayin. And in Vav, we're bringing Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin. So right before Mimosh Veisechem, it already says, Vikraf to Mincha Chadosha L'Hashem. Bring a Mincha Chadosha. The next pasuk could have continued, Mimosh Veisechem, Lechem Tenufa. I don't have to repeat the word Tavio, because I already said, Vikraf to bring a Mincha Chadosha. Where should I bring it from? Mimosh Veisechem, bring Lechem Tenufa. Why do I have to repeat the word Tavio? Says the Gemara, that extra word Tavio comes to tell you, if you didn't have Mincha Chadosha, you can bring Afilim and Aliyah even from the Yosha. Frey Timara, for this word Tavio, we already had a week ago in the Gemara. The Gemara was talking about over there, Lagabe, the Chalis Toida. How many Chalis do you have for Toida altogether? So the Gemara said that we learn the Chalis Chomet by the Toida from the din of Shtei Halechem. Just like by the Shtei Halechem, Tavil, Lechem, Tenufa, Shtaim, Shnei Asrainim. Each one of the Shtei Alechem was one Isarain. Similarly, the 10 Chalais Toida of Chomet are each one Isarain. The Gemara asks, where do I see that? From the extra word Tavil, from Kol Atamedi Mimokim Acher. That means not Shtei Alechem. But when you're bringing Mokim Acher, a regular Karb Mincha, you have to have not a Karb Mincha. Are you bringing Chalis Toida? Chalis Toida also have to be one Isarin per Chala. We learned that from this Pasuk Tavil. So, Ibazoi, how can you learn now? Tavil comes to tell you, Afilim and Aliyah, even Yashan. The Timor Imkain Lichtev Kro Tavi, my Tavi U, Shema Minotarti. In other words, just to go and tell us one of the two halachis, such as that by the Chalis Toida, each one of the chalas has to be one isarain. It would have been enough to go and say tavi, that not only by uns, by the shtei halachim, but in other contexts as well, one isarain per chala. But it doesn't just say tavi, it says tavi u, that tavi u comes to tell you, not only min ha chodosh, but even min aliyah, min ha yoshin. Shema min atartis, you learn that both. Fine. So bottom line is, what do I see from this braisa? It does not have to be chodosh, it can even be yoshin. But it says in the pasuk, "Reishis Ktzirchem." This is supposed to be from the newest that you just did a reishis. That's the pasuk Zion. Davar Bnei Yisrael, Kisavoy LaOret, Uktartim Es Ktzira, Vaveisim Es Oimer. Bring the Oimer Reishis Ktzirchem, brand new Ktzir. Don't tell me from last year. It's got to be brand new. And for the more the mitzvah, lechetchilah. Freitimor b'haksiv chadosha. It says v'krafted mincha chadosha l'Hashem. Freitimor nishkefel. Chaim v'boy le'kidasanya. Reb Nosson, Reb Kiva, Omru, Shtei Halechem, Habois, Manai, Yoshon, Ksheiros. It's kosher. Imani Mekayim, Chadosha. Shtei Chadosha, L'chol HaMenochois. It means that when you want to go and bring a brand new Korban Mincha in the Beis HaMikdosh, as we know, Oimer is Matir Ba-Medina, Shtei Halechem is Matir Ba-Mikdosh. You are bringing now the Shtei Halechem from the Mincha Chadosha. That means that if you want to go in the Beis Hamikdash, bring now new Karbonis Mincha, make sure from now on, I shouldn't say that, that the you could not bring between Pesach and Shavuos from new Tvua. Not only you couldn't bring a Karbon Mincha from Chitim, but if Chas V'Shalom you had a husband and wife that had a difference of opinion, and the husband was bringing his wife to the Beis Hamikdash, because there was kinui vestira, and therefore he brings a korban minchas sota, or minchas kinois, which is made out of barley. I would say, well, barley, you can go and bring a brand new barley, because we already brought barley, minchas oimer on Pesach. Zokti more, nein, any new mincha chadoshi, you cannot bring mincha chadosh in the Beis HaMikdash until the Shtei Halechem is brought on Shavuos. So that doesn't mean you couldn't bring a mincha between Pesach and Shavuos. You just couldn't bring from the new Tvua. You had to bring it from old Tvua. From Yashan, exactly. So that's what we learned from the Chadosha, Chadosha L'chol Menachos. Fine. With this, the Gemara now says, we have now concluded the discussion about the machloikis between our Mishnah and this Braisa, where the Mishnah said that when you bring in Karban Oimer Ushtei Alechem, it has to be Dafka from Chodosh. So the Braisa, you can even bring it Min Ha Yosha. So to my Ad Kanli Peligi Ela B'Chodosh. The whole machloikis is, we're now top of Pei Dalet Umen Aleph, where we ended yesterday. Ad Kanli Peligi Ela B'Chodosh. Al Ba'aretz Loi Pligi. But in the Gabi Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, we didn't find any machlokes. Right? Our Mishnah said that Korban Oymen Shtei Alechem has to be Davka from Eretz Yisrael. In this Braisa, it only addressed the Chodesh and Yoshon. It did not go and discuss the Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. One point it did say, Mamosh V'Seichem Taviyu V'loim Min Chutz La'aretz. So this Braisa agrees with the Mishnah, at least vis-a-vis the Shtei Alechem. So we don't find a contrary opinion so far. So I'm kind of like pligi, the only machlokes so far is by Chodesh. Now, Ba'aretz like pligi, Legabe Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah says in Befeirish, and the Braisa also, Mimosh V'Seichem, V'loim Min Chutz La'aretz. However, there is a machloikis legabi this din as well. Whether or not you can go and bring oimer and the shtei alechem from chutzlarts. In other words, that you imported the soles from Bavel, from Poras, or any other country. Where do we find a machloikis? It's a sign here, Rabbi Yehuda, oimer. Oimer, bom, chutzlarts. Oh! He says it directly on point. You don't have to bring the oimer dafka from Eretz Yisrael. You can even bring the chutzlatz. If you go to Aleph Torah Shalim, Tavon Yisrael Matalem ki savoyu el oret. Asher ani noisin lechem uktzartem es tzirah vaveisim es oimer. Oh, so it sounds like you have to go and take the oimer from the oret ki savoyu el oret, and not from chutzlatz. That the first time that they had to go and bring the korban oimer was only when they entered into Eretz Yisrael. So kisavoyu el oretz is not a location thing that you have to go and bring your oimer from Eretz Yisrael. It's a timing thing. It's telling you when was the first time Klal Yisrael given this mitzvah of bringing the korban oimer. Kisavoyu el oretz. So back in the Mishkan days in the Midbar, they did not bring a Korban Oimer on the first day of Chol HaMoed because this mitzvah only began Kisavoyu El Ha'aretz, which is not surprising because all of the mitzvahs at Tluyas Ba'aretz only began when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, and most of them only after the 14 years of Kibbush V'Chilik. So Agmar tells us that the Korban Oimer, which is B'matr the Chodesh, all of that is in Eretz Yisrael. The meaning that only after they entered Eretz Yisrael. But Lemaisa, after they entered Eretz Yisrael, the din of Chodesh applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore, since the Isser of Chodesh applies in Chutz La'aretz, to be metakein, to go and fix that Isser of Chodesh, you can bring the Tvua and the Korban Oimer from Tvua of Chutz La'aretz. Because of a Chodesh b'Chutz La'aretz, d'yoy raisehi. And he holds that Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz, in fact, is Minatari. So what the Gemara really means to say is that just like the Isser of Chodesh applies in Chutz La'aretz, the Hatter, to be Matter the Chodesh, you can also bring from Chutz La'aretz. It's like a Kiboiloi Kach Poltoi, or Kodesh Baruch Hu's Maktim Rafua Koyim Lamaka, that these two are like a package deal. That when the Kodesh Baruch Hu said that there's an Isser of Chodesh, which applies not only in Eretz Yisrael, but even in Chutz La'aretz, the matir is also not only from Eretz Yisrael, but also from Chutz La'aretz. How do I know? Tchsiv, Mimosh V'Seichem. So until now, we interpret Mimosh V'Seichem means your Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara is talking Mimosh V'Seichem. Kol Mokim She'atam Yoshvin, wherever there's a Yid, whether he lives in Australia, he lives in Brazil, he lives on the North Pole, anywhere and everywhere, there is this din of, number one, the Isser Chodosh, and number two, that you can go and bring from that Mokoyim to Eretz Yisrael to be Matar the Chodosh by bringing a Korban O'Aymen. The Pasuk of Moshe Seichem is Pasuk Beis in the Torah HaShalem, V'lecha v'koli v'charma lo yisoichlu, don't eat from the new Chodosh, a'etzem yoyim hazeh, until the first day Chol HaMoed, arav yachem es Korban al-keichem, until you bring your Korban, chukas oyim v'tori seichem, v'chol moish v'seichem. The v'chol moish v'seichem, therefore, is modifying the entire Pasuk. The lechem koli v'charma lo yisoichlu, Chodosh, don't eat. Where? V'chol moish v'seichem, even a chutzlaris don't eat Chodosh. You want to be matirit until you bring Korban al-keichem. Where are you going to bring your Korban al-keichem from? V'chol moish v'seichem, even from Chutz La'aretz. So very nice. Obviously, this Braisa therefore disagrees with our Mishnah. Oh, so let's go back to our Gemara. Means after you enter an Eretz Yisrael. The kivan di oiraisi ikruve nami makriven. Since the iser chodosh applies min hatoira, it's not a drabon min hatoira in chutzlaret. So therefore, you can be makriv the korban oimer also from chutzlaret. Okay, so clearly we have a machlokes between our Mishnah and this Braisa. So now we're not only arguing legabe the din of Chodosh and Yashan, we're also arguing the din of Oretz and Chutzlaret. Okay, Tanan, awesome. We start a new shtickle now. Of course, this is all related. We start a new Mishnah. We start in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Mesechtes Shkolim, and it's also quoted in Bava Metzia. Tanan, awesome. This is the reason why it's brought in Masechta Shkolim, because Shkolim talks about the collection of the Machzor Shekel and also the dispensing with that Machzor Shekel to go and buy Korbanos. And here it's telling us that the Trumas Halishka was used in Shemitah year to pay for the Shoimrei Svichim. As we all know, during Shemitah year, you're not allowed to go and plant any new crops. So how are you going to go and get min hachodosh? How are you going to go and get either the korban or the shteilech? So they're always svichim. Svichim means wild growth, which is aftergrowth. Aftergrowth means anytime you go and plant 100 seeds in the ground, only 95 or 98 sprout that year. 2 to 5 are still left in the ground. Then next year, even if you don't go and plant anything, these are late bloomers, literally. And they're going to grow in the Shemitah year. The problem is, since there's so limited new Tzvuah throughout the whole Eretz Yisrael, and since in Shemitah year, everybody please put yourselves on mute. We hear there's a fair amount of background noise. Please put yourselves on mute.
Don't close this window.
There are people for the second minyan. That's very impressive. Brother Shai, you made 2 minyanim. Very, very impressive.
I don't think there's going to be a second minyan.
I don't think so too.
But I need to leave open because that's not where the noise is coming.
Okay. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so Rashi explains that since it's Shvius, meaning it's Shemitah year, and since everything is Hefker in Shemitah year, guess what? All the people are going to go to the various farms. They see anything is growing, it's Hefker. They'll pull it out and they'll take it for themselves, as well as. Since nobody's watching the fields during the Shemitah year, there's no purpose in hiring security guards when you didn't plant anything. So the behemoths and chayas are going to eat and nibble from all of the tvua. And the aniyim are going to go and take from the tvua because nebuch they're poor. So there's not going to be anything left for the oimer or for the shteilech. So therefore they had to appoint shomrim where they saw a field where there was tvua growing naturally on its own without anybody planting it. They had shomrim watching it to be able to go and harvest that for the barley for oimer and the wheat for the shtei alechem. Noitlin's chomrim trumas halishka, who paid for their salaries? Trumas halishka.
Shomrim also be offer yofer.
That's, I mean, if somebody went and gave it privately.
Yeah.
Oh, so my tire chava Reb Chesky is saying that they dafke had to go and take it from the Trumas Halishka, because if somebody else decided he's going to go and pay on his own, then you might have a shala that all of these Kabbanis Tzibur have to come from the Tzibur. And even though a Yochid is allowed to be Menadev, however, the Gemara says, I'm worried about Shem Loi, he won't give it, Yofa Yofa Medagansa Hart. In other words, he wants that everybody in the street in the Beis Hamikdash should go and say, oh, Yankel Smith, he's the one that gave the money for purposes of this Karban Oimer. So he has to go and yofi yofi, meaning he has to give him the ganze hearts. So it didn't come from Yankel Smith. Yankel Smith gave the money to Trumas Halishka, and now it comes from the Lishka fund. Anyway, the point of all this that you brought from the Svichim with the Shom is Romi Lei Romi Bar Choma Rav Chisda. So Romi Bar Choma asked Rav Chisda, Tanan, and now the Gemara repeats it again, and that's why the Shittim Kabetza says this is repeated unnecessarily. Tanan Nochamul Zal B'Mish Hashem Svichim Shvius. Or I'm going to ask you a stira. What's a stira? It says in the pasuk when it comes to Shemitah yearly, Achla v'loylis reifa. V'shteit, if you look at Oiz Gimel, v'hoiz v'shabbos ha'oritz l'cham li'achla. This year, Shemitah year, is li'achla take the tvua, take the peiris, and eat them. Chol avchol v'secha, etc. The achla, the Gemara elsewhere says v'loy v'schoira, you can't go and sell it. And here it says v'loy v'sreifa, it's only intended for eating. The problem over here is if I'm going to go and take the minchas of oimer from these svichim that are growing in Eretz Yisrael in Shemitah year. Obviously, since it's a minchas oimer, and we had previously in the Mishnah, minchas oimer, like most karbanis mincha, you had to take a kmitza. What did you do the kmitza? You put the kmitza on the mizbeach. So it's no longer the akla. I know, but the average you can go and say it's achilas mizbeach. But the akla, poshib chad, the posik is, the Torah says, l'achla, l'cha, l'abdecha, l'abasecha, l'schircha. It doesn't say anything about the mizbeach. And therefore, Zakti Yamara, the akla v'loy l'sreifa, and you're burning part of the tvua that grew here in Eretz Yisrael. It's the chastira. In other words, without that Mishnah, I would have said, and Shemitah year, go and bring the schoira from Chutzlart. But here it's saying Beferish. No, they brought it from Eretz Yisrael, the Svichim, the Tshomrim. But l'achol l'sreifa, how can you go and put a portion of the kmitza on the mizbeach? So this was a kasha posed by Rambam Bachama to Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda now answered him. You remind us, Barry, Rambam Bachama was an Eidim by Rav Chisda, is that correct? So we don't know whether he was an Eidim yet at this time, maybe only in later years. Now who was after Rambam Bachama passed away? Who was the next Eidim?
Rava Bar Yosef.
The famous Rava in Chazal. The Gemara says that Rav Chisda had a tochteru, and Rambam Bachama and Rava were both there in their home in Bismedish, and Rav Chisda says to his daughter, which of these two great scholars would you like to marry? And what did she say? Both. I want to marry both of them. You can't marry both simultaneously. So Rava said,
I want to be the second.
And of course that was Makuyim. Rambam Bachama was the first after he passed away, then Rava took over. Anyway, so Rambam Bachama is now asking either his shver or his future shver, and he said to him, I don't understand. How can you go and say you're going to use those fichim the tvua in Eretz Yisrael? The achol l'sreifa. Amalei. So now Rav Chisda answered Rambam Bachama. Rachmana amalach l'doyrei seichem. The Torah says l'doyrei seichem. That's a pasuk that we quoted before. Araviachem es korban aleikeichem l'doyrei seichem. All throughout the doyreis we're going to go and bring this korban oimer. V'at amesti batel. See, what are you telling me? That in the year of Shemitah it should be batel? Apparently, they both together did not hold that you can go and bring from Chutz Laaretz, because he would say, no. Bring from B'chol Moish V'Seichem, B'chol Moish Shavis, wherever Yidin are living, Kol Mok Shatim Yoishu. So apparently they both held that to be from Eretz Yisrael. So what's your question, Achol V'Sreifa? You're saying in Shemitah year we shouldn't go and bring the carbon oimer. So you're saying you always have to bring the carbon oimer. V'at Amas Tibato. Amalei. So Rami Bar Chama says to Yishver, don't get so upset. Umika mina anoti bottle that I say should become bottle. I just said laisi midirishtake. You have to. Why don't you go and bring this year not from the new tvua, bring it from the old tvua from the previous year. And if you're going to bring from the old tvua, then we don't need to hire security guards to watch after the svichim b'shvias. Just bring from last year's, because after all, those were the prices that we had back on the Amish Bays that. Oimer ba mina yashan. It doesn't have to be dafka from mina chodesh. You can take from last year. Says now Rav Chisda back. But in a caramel, there has to be shteitin bosik caramel. Bishtei caramel. Vim takra minchas bikurim Hashem over kol beish ker is caramel. We already learned caramel means carmole, right? It's got to be nice or rach and mole. It's got to be nice and supple and soft and all the rest. Caramel v'leka. That's why we have to bring from the new tvur. So now Rambam Chama says, who says? Why don't you go and say that make sure that at the time of last year's harvest, these were taka soft and supple and mule and givaldik. They were AAA at that time. And when he put it away in his aliyah in storage, there was a special shelf over there, a special container for all the caramel. So even though now, of course, it's already dried out, it's a year later. But it was, maybe that's a kiyum of caramel that long as the, at the time of the Ktsir, at the time of the harvest was caramel, is good. On Makro, he says, you cannot learn that pshat, because it says in the pasuk, caramel takra ve'ina. That pasuk that we were just quoting, it says you got to be keres, geres, caramel, Takrav eis minchas bikurecha. Since the word karmel and takrav go together, it means at the time of the karmel b'shas hakrov of aleka. A year later, it can no longer be karmel. That's impossible. So therefore, even though it says la'achav v'leg l'sreifa, the drosha of l'doy reisechem supersedes that concern la'achav v'leg l'sreifa and says, yes, even in Shvius, we're allowed to go and bring min eretz Yisrael, even though part of it, the kmitza, has to be on the mizbeach. The Gemara doesn't say, so what am I going to do with that la'achav v'leg l'sreifa? Presumably, the Gemara could have said, would have said, should have said, that this sreifa of the kmitza allows you now to be li'achla, because if you didn't do the sreifa sakmitza on the mizbeach, then you wouldn't be able to go and eat from the karbon o'aymer. So the sreifa, if you will, is like a hachana to the achila. But the Gemara doesn't address it, and we stop the conversation between Rav Bar Chama and Rav Chisda at this point. However, we're going to find now that in fact this argument that they made about karmel takriv, this is now going to be a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rebbe Lossa. Not a machloikis lehalacha, but a machloikis in the mokor of the psukim, as we'll see. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan, omar karmel takriv. So Rabbi Yochanan, you want to go and bring the karmel oimer, it's got to be menachodosh. Because it says in the pasuk, karmel, karmole, nice and soft and supple and full and gebalik. Rabbi Loza Oimer, I have another right. It says Reishis Ktzircha. It doesn't say Reishis Ktzircha, it's Reishis Ktzirchem. It says in the passage Reishis Ktzirchem. Reishis Ktzirchem means it has to be brand new. Reishis Ktzirchem, Loi Saif Ktzirchem. It means from the new Tvua Nish from the Alta Tvua. So both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loza agree that when you're bringing the Karban Oimer, it's got to be from the new Tvua, not from Alta Schayr. Karmel Takriv, like we said before, Bishas HaKrov, it's got to be fresh Karmel. And Rabbi Loza says it's going to be Reishis Ktzircham, the brand new Ktzir Nish, yet let's to you, and not from 10 months ago, a year ago. It's got to be from now, from this Ktzir that we're just doing now. Okay, a machlokes. Moisev Rabba. Rabba is going to bring now a Braisa, and we're going to see in the Braisa that in fact there's a different Mokoyr, a different source for this halacha that it has to be from this year's Chodosh and not from last year. And therefore, we're going to ask Akasha, as we'll see, either on Rabbi Yochanan or perhaps on both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. We'll see that shortly. So, Moisim Rav says in the pasuk, "V'imtakrav minchas bikurim." That's Ois Talid. "V'imtakrav minchas bikurim l'Hashem oviv koli ve'esh." This is talking about the korban o'aymer. So, Timur minchas o'aymer akasa medaber. Mehechad hi ba'a. Where does the minchas o'aymer come from? Says Timur minasa o'aymer. If you look at the pasuk itself doesn't really tell us directly whether it's chitim or soirim. It just says vim takrav minchas bikurim l'Hashem. That's a minchas oimer. Aviv koli ba'esh geres karmel takrav eis minchas bikurecha. I don't see a word about soirim. I don't see a word about chitim. Shteinisht says Yomar, but I want you to know it has to be minas oirim. Frank Yomar atoim minas oirim oy eni alim minachitim. How do you know? Says the Braisa. So Rabbi Lezer Oimer Nemar Oviv in Mitzrayim and Nemar Oviv L'Doyreis. We have the same word Oviv one in Mitzrayim. That was by the Makas Borod, I believe. If you look down below in Ois Hey, VaPishta VaSoira Nukasa. The Borod hit the Pishta and Soira. Soira over here meaning the barley. Nukasa they were hit. Lashon Makem. Ki HaSoira Oviv VaPishta Givot. Because both the Soirim, that is the barley, and the pishta, meaning the flax, they were both fresh. Ovim, meaning that they are now full and fresh in their kernels, in their stalks. And pishta givah was also in their stalks. So that's Ovim. And that says Tzoyrim. The previous pasuk that we brought, the Gabbat, the Karman Oimer, also used the term Ovim. Vim takar binchas v'kurim Hashem, Ovim! Oh, so I learned Ovim, Ovim. Not necessarily exeter shava, but at least in Taich, a definition. What is Oviv referred to? Says the Gemara, Nochmo. Rebbe Lezer Oimer Nema Oviv B'Mitzrayim. That's the Pasuk Yasoira Oviv. Nema Oviv L'Doyrois. That's in the Karban Oimer. But Oviv Oimer B'Mitzrayim. Soira. Pasuk says Befeirish. Soira Oviv. Af Oviv Oimer L'Doyrois. In Abba Min Asoira. Choira. A real strong Raya Min Asoira. Rebbe Kiva Oimer. I have another Raya. What's the Raya? Rebbe Kiva Oimer Matzina Yochish Meidi Chavasa Min Achitim Umeidi Chavasa Min Hasoira. Rabbi Kiva says that just like the Yochid and the tzibur bring korbanos mincha from chitim, so too the yochid and the tzibur brings korbanos mincha min hasa'oyim. In other words, it's a mamatzino. Just like I find yochid and tzibur chitim, I also find yochid and tzibur so'oyim. Okay, so what is his mamatzino? Matzino yochid shemei v'chavosu min hachitim. That's number one. Every korban mincha is min hachitim, with the exception, of course, of the mincha soita, but otherwise all korbanos. Rashi says, when it says yochid shemei v'chavosu min hachitim, not nidvosai. Chavosai is referring to the minchas chayte, which is also min hachitim. Or maybe chavosai min hasa'oyrim. He also brings his chayim min hasa'oyrim, means if chas v'sholem, he suspects his wife of things that should not have happened, ma'asim asher lo ye'osu, and he wants to go and figure it out, try it out, he wants to go and give her the maimam arim, chayim is, he has to go and bring a minchas kenois. So I find that the yochid brings one type of choyve minchas choyte min achitim, and I find he brings another type of choyve minas oyrim minchas kavish. Av tzibur, maybe chavasa min achitim, or maybe chavasa minas oyrim. The tzibur that does the same thing. They have their choyve min achitim. What's the choyve min achitim? That's the shtei halechem. They have to bring shtei halechem on Shavuos. And they have to bring a choyve minas oyrim. Which one is that? By default, that's the minchas hu oyrim. Says, if you're going to tell me Minchas Oymer is also from Chitim, then we have a problem with this limud of Rabbi Akiva, where he says that just like we have by Yochid V'Tzibur Chitim, we have Yochid V'Tzibur Sa'oyrim. I don't have Tzibur Sa'oyrim. Where is there a Karban Minchas Sa'oyrim by the Tzibur? It's by default, Muzach Zayim the Karban Hu Oymer. And if you're not convinced with that argument, okay, so let me ask you, do you find any carbon mincha whatsoever, yochid or tzibur, from oats, or from spelt, or from rye? Do you find any? And the answer is a resounding no, there is no such thing. We only find by chit and by wheat, and we find by barley. So now we know wheat, because that's throughout all korbanos mincha, whether it's a minchas sedava, whether it's a minchas choyte, whether it is the yolach meitoida, every time it's always minachitim. Where do we find the two exceptions of soirim? Oh, minchas kenois, it says befeidish soirim, and everybody knows the reason is because she may have engaged in a ma'asa behema, so therefore you have to bring about ma'asa behema, you have to go and bring soirim. But the Gemara is saying, just like by yoch, by tzibur, is also soirim. So tell me throughout the year, when does the tzibur bring a karp? So you can tell me every Shabbos, lechem upon him, that's menachitim. Every shtei alechem that we bring on Shavuos, menachitim. What other karb mincha? Mincha sesachim, if we're bringing it together with the karb oiles tumid, that's menachitim. So where do we find minas oilem? The only thing that's left is the karb mina oimer on Pesach. If you can tell me that even that is menachitim, then we're not going to find any soil. Tovarach enochem pshat. Imat oimer, oimer bo menachitim, ein shtei alechem bikurim. It says by the shtei lechem, we moish v'seichem teviu lechem tenufa, and it's got to be bikurim l'ashef. So, according to what you're saying, if you're going to, when we say bikurim, he means the first of the korbanos, new korbanos mincha, which are the matirim. If you're going to tell me that the shtei lechem, that the korban oimer that you brought on Pesach was menachitim, then the shtei lechem is no longer epipsadover choshev. It's just the second carbon chitim. Then it won't be the first carbon chitim. It's a haraya, says Reb Akiva, that the carbon oimer came minhas oirim, and now the shteim lechem is bikurim, it's brand new, it's minachit. Oh, alma mishim bikurim. So I see the makoir that the korban oimer came in asa oirim is because of this final argument ishim bikurim, because we want the shtei alechem to be the very first of the chitim which is brought in the base mikdash. Very good. So Gemara Tiyufta is Ogefreit. Now who is Ogefreit? Who is the kasha on? So both the Rashi on the top and the Rashi Ksav Yad both agree that the kasha is on Rabbi Yochanan. Why is the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan? Remember, what was the machoikis? Go back about halfway down the Omid. Itmar Rabbi Yochanan Omer Carmel Takriv. It's got to be brand new, fresh, tvua, Carmel. Rav Loza Oimer, yes, Reishis Ketzircham has got to be the brand new Tvua, but Lois Ketzoif Ketzircha, and not the Alta Tvua. Oh, it's got to be brand new. So now let's go to the Dover Acher. It's got to be Bikurim. Bikurim means it's got to be fresh and brand new. The Gemara assumes that that Bikurim, that's more related to Rav Loza's Drasha of the Reishis Ketzircham. It's a brand new katzir, so that's bikurim. Bikurim means brand new, fresh, you know, right off the tree, so to speak. In this case, by tvua, right off the farm, from the land. So the Gemara therefore assumes that bikurim and reishis katzirchem are close enough that therefore we have a raya to Rabbi Lazar. But shver Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn from bikurim, he doesn't learn reishis katzirchem, he learns from the word karmel. See, if you look at the Rashi, about five lines from the bottom of the Rashis. We have both the Rashi on top and the Rashi down below. Where's the Rashi on top? Alma Mishum Bikurim Hu. Yeah. First when the Rashi on top. Before the Rashi Ksav Yad, five lines. Alma Mishum Bikurim Hu. To be in and she'll be Kurim Bikotzer. Bikurim by definition is like the word Bechoyer. The first of the Kotzer of the harvest. Vahinikir Belaza, the Omer Rashis Ktzercha. Utyuf the Derbi Oichana. That he says at the time is because of Karmel Tagrev. The Mashish Yokel Hakrev. Karmel avapisha einam bikurim. As long as it's nice and fresh and supple and givaldik, even if it's not mamish, the first, even if it's the second in line, it is ochkit. So, we have a raya too, Rabbi Lozer against Rabbi Yochanan. And if you look at the bottom, again, Rashi Ksav Yad, five lines from the bottom, Alma. The time of the Shteya Lechem, Yishim bikurim hava, the bikurim be'inan, v'hu adin le'oimer, it's gotta be bikurim, doxim nami, it says the word bikurim. Finally, Kirb Lozer, the Kashal Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan learns it from Karma. As we learned of both Rashi and Rashi, however, if you look at the Toises on the bottom, Alma Deshtei Lechem, the last Toises, three lines from the bottom. Alma Deshtei Lechem, Mishim Bikurim, the Bikurim Be'inan, Vu Adin La Oimer, Do Bikurim Namik Sivu, behind the Kirb Lozer, the Kashal Rabbi Yochanan, Kach Be Yishim Kutris. Rashi's Toises is just quoting word for word from the Rashi. Says now Toises Venera Delatumayu Barich. The Kash is really on both. Dorablaza Pirish Tamishim Dhsiv Rashis Ktircha Veloik Soif Ktircha. Why didn't he go and say Bikurim, Bikurim, Bikurim? So therefore the Kasha is on both. So we have a Machloikis Rashi and Toises, whether the Tiyufta goes on both Rabbi Yochanan and Rablaza, or only on Rabbi Yochanan, not Rablaza. Good. And we continue on to that also. We have another Mishnah. Yes, gentlemen.
The way the Gemara is learning
that there is no practical machloikis, it's only the mokar, the source. How do I know it's got to be min ha-chodosh, v'loi min ha-yoshon? Says Rabbi Yochanan, says Karmel Takrit, it's got to be Karmel, which means brand fresh, full and supple and beautiful, givaldi getur. Rabbi blows this up. No, because the Reishis Ktzirchem, it's got to be for the first. Now the Gemara said, but the Raya is from Bikurim, so either it's a kashan both, it's not from Karmel, it's not from the word, what was the Rabbi Luzer, from Reishis Ktzirchem, or the way Rashi is learning, both Rashis, that the kasha is only on Rabbi Yochanan, because the word Karmel, which means nice and soft and givaldik, doesn't necessarily mean the very first katzir. It could be the second katzir. On Sunday morning, they did a beautiful Reishis Ktzirchem. I know that's not absolutely true, because Reishis Ktzirchem is referring to the Karmel Oimer, which is on at night. Fine. So the first night, they did that Reishis Ktzirchem. And then a week later, somebody cut down Karmel. Wonderful, beautiful. Hey, this is so fresh and so moist and so givaldik. But it's no longer Reishis. This is Yeshoyim, if you will, altas choyre, so to speak. So we see from the word Bikurim and Reishis Ktzirchem, this has to be mamish, fresh, 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 from the first cuttings, and not, even though it's caramel, it's delicious, it's givaldik, but nevertheless, it's not from the first. Okay.
And this goes like our Mishnah, but not like the Haitana that said it could be brought from the Yashan. So
that is absolutely correct, my friend. That's exactly right. It has to be Dakhtan min Chodesh and not min Yashan. So we had a Machloikis in both, Chodesh and Yashan, as well as Eretz and Chutzlar. As we know, when you're talking about Bikurim, we're not talking at the moment Shtei Oimer, Shtei Alechem, or the Karmel Oimer. We're talking about pure Bikurim. Pure Bikurim, Shivas Aminim. What's a Shivas Aminim? Eretz, Chitis, Oire, Gefen, Teire, Rewind, Eretz, Zei, Shemen, Advash. the famous Sheva Minim Shenishtabchu Ben Eretz Yisrael, he bring the cup. Okay, no machlokes in that. V'loi mitmorim shebahorim v'loi miperoi shebamokim. And when you're bringing your tamarim for bikurim, after all, tamarim is one of them. What does it say? What does it say tomorrow? Eretz chitzis oira gefen teinu v'rimayin eretz zei shem redvash. Zok tach Rashi and Chumash, based on Chazal, dvash doesn't mean dvash. Dvash tamarim, not dvash devoirim, bees honey, but we're talking about honey from tamarim, from the dates. Make sure that you bring that bikurim from the valleys, not from the horim, because those are considered to be inferior. The same thing applies to the peiros shebamakim, the other peiros, such as ichvais, the gefen, the te'ena, the rimoin. Don't bring it from the amakim, from the valley, bring it from the horim. Okay, so therefore, this Mishnah is very, very, very straightforward. Number one, bikurim are only the shebis minim. And number two, it's got to be superior and not inferior quality. Now, what happens b'di'evet if I brought something else? For instance, I brought apples and oranges for purposes of bikurim. I didn't know. Nobody taught me the din of shivas aminim. So I brought apples and oranges, very festive, mit a parade and the beautiful kalim and all the rest. He comes to the base of Migdish and they tell him, sorry, this is not the shivas aminim. What happens if he brought tamarim from the amokim or peiros from the horim, which are inferior? No good. So the question is, what about b'di'evet? Will it work or not? Omer Ula, just like if you bring apples and oranges, we're going to throw you out. We won't throw you out. We'll be very polite and very nice. Ay, Tyre Yid, you're such a wonderful person. Abalamas, these are not shivas aminim, therefore they do not get Kedushas Bikurim. Says Ula, if you brought inferior tamarim and inferior peiros, even though the shivas aminim, loy kiddush, kedusha was not chal on them at all. You can take it out and you can eat them as regular chulin. Yosef Rabbi Kamala Shmaitse. So Rabbi repeated this shtikotoyin in the name of Ula. Now Eisvei Rab Acha Bar Abba L'Rabba. So Rab Acha Bar Abba disagrees with Rabba and with Ula, and he holds that even though you brought inferior quality, it's still kosher. B'di'evet, avada not lichatchila. Avada lichatchila, you got to bring mitzvah mena muvcha. But b'di'evet, it works. And not by the apples and oranges, but by gabe the tamarim and the peiros, if they were not horim and amokim, yeah, like we said. Good. Says, what's the kasha b'acha b'rabba l'rabba? It says in the following b'raisa, korban reishis, shtei reishis l'chol ha-menochis. But it says in the pasuk, korban reishis, v'ishtar korban reishis, aleph, korban reishis, takriv oisel ma'ashem ala medbeach le'yal le'reich nechoich. It's got to be korban reishis, shtei reishis l'chol menochis. That is l'gabe the shtei alechem on Shavuos. That's why Taka says the pasuk of Mincha Chadosha LaShem Yishvoi Seichem Chadosha, brand new. Engli Ela Chadosha Shchaitim. So now I know the din by the Shtei Alechem Chadosha Shul Se'orim Minayin. How do I know the same thing applies to the Se'orim that you bring by the Korban Oimer, that it's got to be Rishis, the very very first one from the new Tvua Tamal Oimer Chadosha Chadosha. By the Korban Shtei Alechem, it says the word Chadosha twice. We didn't say Chadosha twice. We have in Pasuk Beis, V'yom HaBikurim, V'akrivchem Mincha Chadosh L'Hashem, B'Shavu Oiseichem. So we're talking about the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. What does it say about it? It's got to be Mincha Chadosh L'Hashem, B'Shavu Oiseichem. Got to be Chadosh. Now you look at Ois Gimel, and Mimachos HaShabbos HaShviyas Tisru Chamishem Yoim. You count out 7 weeks, 50 days, to craft the Mincha Chadosh L'Hashem on Shavuos. So on Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem is called Mincha Chadosha twice. Says Gemara, why do we have to repeat it twice? Meinin lechadosha shel chitim, tenu inyan lechadosha shel se'orim, that the Korban HaOmer has to be also brand new. The Reishis, the very first. U'minayin sh'tei kidemus lebikurim. How do I know that the Shtei Alechem that you're bringing on Shavuos is even before Bikurim? Meaning that we know starting Shavuos time, that's when the farmers bring their bikurim to the base of Migdish, and they thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for the beautiful new peiros and tvu and everything else that they were zoche to. How do I know that Ishtei Alechem is brought before the bikurim? Tamaloimer v'chag shavu yistas lecha bikurei ketzir chitim. On Shavuos, bring the Bikurei. Bikurei in this sense over here doesn't mean Bikurim. It means the Bechor, the very first, is the Ktzir Chitim, meaning the Karmi Shtei HaLechem, and that precedes any other Ktzir Chitim of Bikurim. Vainly Yale Bikurei Ktzir Chitim, Ktzir Sa'orim Minayin. How do I know that the same thing applies on Shavuos? That when you're bringing the Shtei HaLechem, that has to precede the Bikurim of Si'orim. Before you bring your carbon, it's not carbon. Before you bring your bikurim of sa'irim, you have to bring bikurim from sa'irim? Yes, because it's chitu sa'ira gefen teira berimai. So you have to bring bikurim from your chitim and bikurim from your sa'irim. How do you know that the shtei halacha precedes that bringing of the bikurim of sa'irim? Tamaloimer v'chag hakotze bikurim asecha asher tizra basode asher tizra basode. Anything that you plant in the ground, in your field, not only chitim, but also sa'irim, the chag ha-kotzi bikurim asecha. The shtei alechem is your bikurim that precedes anything and everything else, including not only a bikurim of chitim, but even a bikurim of sa'irim. The shtei alechem comes first. Ve'en li'ele she'hazera she'tizra. It says in the pasuk, "Keshetizra basad olam eileim minay." What happens if you had like svichin, like we had on the Amud Aleph, that grew on their own? How do you know the shtei alechem has to be brought before the bikurim of this quote unquote natural growth that grew on their own? Talmud Loim, it says in the pasuk, "Basad." Even if it wasn't your zriah that you were zareh, but you find it in the field, also the din of the shtei alechem comes first. How do I know that the same thing applies to tvua that grew not in your field, basoda, but it grew on your roof, or in a destroyed property, like the chorvishul that we had in Yerushalayim? Or it's growing in a flower pot, can you imagine? Or it's growing on a svina. That you have tvua that's growing, obviously in the svina, they had the earth on the ground in the svina, and they were growing their tvua and stuff like that. How do I know that here too, the shtei halechem precedes anything and everything? Ta'am alayim b'kulik kol kolashe b'artzim. Kolashe b'artzim comes to include even this, gag and churv and otzis and svina. The Gemara is going to say shortly on the bottom that the assumption is that these four places are inferior to regular stuff that grows from the ground. Your normal farm, which has all the nutrients and the minerals and all the rest, you're usually going to get a much more superior product than something that grows on your roof, or in a churva, or in your flower pot, or in the svina. We'll talk about that shortly. Anyway, here too, the
so
shtei
halacha. What are we saying? That you have to, a farmer comes, so he has to wait for his to bring the shtei halacha, and only then he brings the churva?
Exactly. If he wants to bring bikurim before the makrib, the shtei alechem, before the, not really makrib shtei alechem, you shech the two kifsi atzeres, and you do the tenufis with the shtei alechem, and then you give the shtei alechem to the kahanim. After that, chevra, have a long line outside, everybody can bring the bikurim. But until that point, you can't bring the bikurim into the Beis Mikdash, because this has to be bikuri kol hashev ba'artzam. This goes before everything and anything else.
So what logistically happened? You had the people came and shuas and they went their bikurim. They waited for the shtei alechem to be offered. Then they brought their bikurim. Is that what
they could? As you know, Klal Yisrael was oiler regel three times, including shvuas. So if they already had brand new bikurim that they wanted to bring, and they wanted to save themselves from having to go back a second time, they could bring their tenem miyodecha. They can go and take all the fine paters, but they could not bring it into the base of English. They could bring it, but it would not be accepted as bikurim until after the shtei alechem, and then they said, okay, everybody stand online, bring your bikurim in.
Because if they did on Shavuos?
I presume they could do it on Shavuos, if they had enough time, or the, right after Shavuos, the Cholamayit, not Cholamayit, but on the Yisrael Chag. Yeah, we have 7 days of Shulman, exactly. I don't know, you need that to Shulman for the bikurim, but
it was a holy period.
Very holy. Every day in the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim is holy. Anyway, last night, as you know, we made Havdalah. So I just wanted to confirm that the Havdalah that you make is a regular Havdalah. So I asked one of my local Rabbunim over here, Rabbi Varfman, the Bechut Sheruv. So I asked him in Yiddish, Do you make the regular Abdullah? Do you leave out some? Do you leave out the Ner? So he said, Givein lecha Abdullah. Every Abdullah is special. There's no such thing as your regular Abdullah. You're making Abdullah. Every Matzah Shabbos is supposed to be a new Cheshik, a new Chaminis, a new fervor, a new Kavanah. There's no such thing as a Givein lecha, a regular Abdullah. I said, okay. You know what I meant, Rabbi? So the same thing over here is,
the
article
said, Hine.
That's what it's in the article, you have to use the Hine again? Okay, beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same,
but you
used
to include those
Pesukim, Hine, Kelly Shusil, Tap. Oh.
Anyway, continuing on.
It says, continue with Vaitan Gemara. Okay, so until now, we said that the Shtei HaLechem has to precede Chitim and Seorim. But Rabbi, there are five other minim, right? There's seven minim altogether. So what about the Geffen and the Tain and the Rimain? Benayin should take Kedemis Lenes Sochen, Upeiris Ilan. How do I know the Shtei Alechem has to precede those as well? Because all the psukim that we spoke about until now are only talking about the relationship between the Shtei Alechem and the Chitim, the Shtei Alechem and the Seorim, whether they were whether you made the Zriya, or they were Nizra Me'alein, they grew on their own, whether it was in the Soda, whether it was in the Gag, whether in the Churva, but until now we're only talking about the Tevuah. How do I know, Nesachim, if you want to go and bring wine, or if you want to go and do Peiris Ilan, you want to go and bring Geffen, Te'ena, Rimoin, Tamarim, and the whole other five. Ne'emar kam bikuri ma'asecha, ve'ne'emar lahalon ba'osbecha es ma'asecha min ha'soda. Be'osbecha es ma'asecha min ha'soda is talking about bringing the bikurim from the shivas aminim malalon nesachem peiris ilan afkan nesachem peiris ilan, that nesachem peiris ilan apply across the board, and therefore the din of the shtei alechem applies across the board to all shiva aminim, not only to the chitim and not only to the soil. Okay, with this we have concluded the brisa. Why did we bring this brisa? Rabba wants to ask Akasha on, not Rabba. Rav Acha Bar Abba wants to ask Akasha on Ula and Rabba. What did Ula and Rabba both say? That if you brought inferior Bikurim, Tmarim Shebaharim, and Peter Shebah Mokim, Loi Kiddush, it doesn't even get Kiddusha. Frey to Yomara, Ketoni Mia, Shebegang, Shebechurva, Shebeotad, Shebesvina, that these are also good for Bikurim. How can it be good for Bikurim? Can you imagine that you're growing Peirois, Tvua, whatever, in a gag shebachovi shebatzu shebesvina, that this is going to rise to the level of mufcharim? Ah, avadanish. So if you're telling me that tamarim shebaharim and peri shebamakim are considered to be inferior, so much so that loikinish, they don't even get a kedusha bikurim. How does this price say that they do get a kedusha bikurim? Gag and churva atzim shebesvina, impossible to go and get even the level of presumably the tamarim shebaharim, peri shebamakim. So it should be loikinish. And yet the Brisa says, no, make sure that the Shtei Alechem precedes the Gag and the Churv, the Otzer, the Zvina. What? Didn't you just tell me that it has to be superior, inferior, loy kiddush, it doesn't get kiddush at all? And for the Gemara, a seifa son limenochis. What does it mean, seifa son limenochis? We're not talking about peiros that grow over there. We're not even talking about bikurim. We're talking about bringing a carbon mincha from chitim. That the kar mincha from chitim, if they grew on the gag or the churva, I might think maybe the din of shtei alechem, that has to be the very first karben chitim that precedes all other menachos that are brought from flowered Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that only applies to chitim, not to soirim. Maybe it only applies if you planted it and not if somebody grew on its own. Maybe it only applies to Sada and not Gag and Churva. No, it applies to Menachis all over any flower in Eretz Yisrael. You want to go and bring it for a carbon mincha, the very first that you got to go and bring, Rabbi Yisai, is the Shtei HaLechem. But there we're talking about bringing a carbon mincha. Ah, carbon mincha, there you can even bring it, even though lechatchila you should go and bring mincha mufchar. But remember, what did it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak that we started off. Mikolo harotzei sayu ksheirois. And mikano yamithiyem. But if you bring it from anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, even from a svina, and even from a gag, and even from a churva, wherever. But lechatchila you should go and bring it from Machnis and Zavcha, which is Alpha Lesoidus, Shnia Lehenef, Foyriyim, Balamasa, anywhere and everywhere, it's good. But that's when you talk about a Karim Mincha. But Bikurim, that's a different halacha. Bikurim, why is Bikurim different? Because the whole purpose of Bikurim is to go and give Haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look, brand new. I planted, I put in all this haravanya and all this work and all of this overhead and all this muchinish. But you gave me these beautiful, delicious gewaldige fruits and I'm bringing them and I'm thanking you. And as you know, whenever you bring Bikurim, not always, but most of the time you're supposed to be maybe the koire. And you make a ganza, you tell it, V'yanis v'matav nei Hashem lekecha, arami oivet ovi. Sounds like the Haggadah, right? But here in Mitzrayim, and they panicked us, they gave us all the tzuris. V'yitzien Hashem Mitzrayim, v'yienu l'makayim, v'zev yitalenu es ha'oretz ha'zo yis erez avas chol v'dvash. V'at hei v'esi, I'm bringing you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as gracious pri adama, to go and thank you for allowing me, v'samachta b'chol ha'toy v'shenosan l'chol, etc. Anyway, so therefore, what Gemara is telling us is there's a fundamental difference between a Karban Mincha and Bikurim. Avada, everything should always be top-notch. It's supposed to be AAA. However, by Karban Mincha, b'diyevet, if you brought the Gag and the Churv and the Otzitz, oh, kusha. If you bring Bikurim from the Gag, Churv, Otzitz, that's just like Tamarin Shebaharim and Perish Shebamokim, where Ula and Rabba say, b'feirish emhevi loy kiddush. Good. So let's continue on and let's see. Yes, my friend.
Do we have to bring truma from the tikkun truma? And if it's, I thought that's what we had to know earlier in the septa. So how are you going to, if it's from Nazis or it's from other places, are they included in trumas and maestras?
We are assuming that all four of them are totally mechuyev in trumas and maestras and everything else. If you weren't wondering what happens if it's otzut she'enei nokuv, you're 100% right. There you're not mechuyev min ha'toyri, you're mechuyev midrabanan. And the Gemara is going to talk about otzuts. If you look, just take a quick look, two lines from the bottom of the Amid, the Gemara is going to say otzuts, it's otzuts loikashe, kam benekuv, kam b'she'enei nokuv. So we're going to talk about that shortly.
And Svina the same thing?
Svina, yeah, it depends. Look at the last line. Svina shel etz, Svina shel chayes. We're going to talk about that as well. But when you brought your Karban Mincha, that you typically brought from Chulin. Kol davar shebechoyve in ba ele min Chulin, and therefore you can't bring it from Maaser Sheni unless it was not a choyve, right? That was the yesterday's Mishnah. How do you distinguish between a choyve and a nedava? If you said Hari Olai, when you say Hari Olai, then you have a chrayis, then kol davar shebechoyve ba ele min Chulin. However, if it happens to be you didn't go and say Hari Olai, it's just in the Dovah, you can go and bring even from Maaser Sheni as well.
Right.
Good. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara now. So Maaser Radbar Had, Ihochi Hainu Dukhsev, it says in the Pasik, Kotor Bebeischa Yoichal Oisai. Now where is this Pasik? That's Pasik Vov, Mikurikal Hashem Arza, Ashe Yaviu Lashem Lecho Yia Kotor Bebeischa Yoichlenu. So the word Yoichal Oisai is really a mistake. It should say Yoichlenu. Okay. So now this Mikurikal Hashem Arza, this is referring to Bikurim. It says Bikurim Kol Hashem Ba'artzim. When it says in the Pasuk, Kol Torah Beveis Yechlenu comes to tell us, Bikurim, as you know, are one of the Chof Dalid Matnes Kehuna. But unlike other Matnes Kehuna, which come in the Ishim, in other words, anything you put on the Mizbech, that only Kol Tohar, not Kol Tohar, only Kol Zohar B'Kehanim Yoichel Oysa, only the Zohar. And that's why we had the drasha yesterday, the day before, that when it comes to a Karban Mincha, and you come in the Karban Chattas, your Karban Osham, and the Gabe, the Kivsi Atzeres, and Shtei Alechem, in every one of those cases, after you go and give your portion on the Mizbeach, then the Shirayim is only Nechal the Kahanim, and it's got to be Zichrei Kohuna, Zichrei Kohuna. By Bikurim, Kol Torah even Mrs. Cohen, and even the children, they can all eat Kol Torah Beveitzcha. So we're talking about the Mikur. So Frank Timori Yetziochan, it says Kol Torah Beveitzcha Yoichal Oysa, even Nochois. If you're saying that this posik of the Gag met the Kotzir, met the Gag met the Churva, the Otzis, and the Svina, this is referring to Karban Mincha, the Menochis, Zichri Kahuna, the Mesachlan, it's only eaten by the Scharan. It's not the, each time it says either Beferish in the posik, or we learn it from Zois Toiras, who oyla b'hamincha? Oh, what do I learn from mincha? Remember that first braisa? That just like by the mincha, has to be eaten dafka by zichrei kuna, shtein befeish in the pasuk. Kol zochar b'kehanim yecholos. Same thing applies to all the other kachi kudishim. So if you're talking about a mincha, zichrei kuna, and you're telling kol torah b'meisri yecholos. So you see that we're talking about bikurim and not by mincha. Amra mesh'ar shetrei kroi ksivi. L'choyia uksiv kol torah b'meisri yoichal oisrei. What does the Gemara mean? So, going back to this pasuk vav. Bikurei kol asher ba'artza. Now the Kol Hashem Ba'artzam, remember the Gemara used to go and tell us Kol Hashem Ba'artzam, not only in the Soda, but even in the Gag, and the Churv, and the Otis, and the Svina. Okay, so Parshat Pshat, we said that's talking about Bikurim, and you see that Bikurim, you can even give inferior Bikurim from the Gag and from the Churva. So don't think Gemara said, no. The Bikurim Kol Hashem Ba'artzam is not referring to the Bikurim, it's referring to the Karban Mincha. Referring to the Karban Mincha, how does the pasuk say, "Kol Torah beveischi yechlenu"? Only the zichrei kahuna can go and eat it. And since the Gemara, we have two separate clauses in this same pasuk. What are the two clauses? Number one, l'cha yihya, for you. Sounds like for you alone. Who's the you alone? It means for the kahanim. And then it says, "Kol Torah beveischi yechlenu." Anybody in the family, not only the zichrei kahuna, but even the noshim and the taf, everybody can participate. Zok Gemara. So even though the Gemara says trei kroik sivi, it means two clauses in the same pasuk, and therefore it's telling you when it says in the pasuk lecho yiyeh haketzet kam bikurim kam menachos, lecho yiyeh is going on the menachos, and it's only lecho to you the kehanim. This pasuk is in Parshas Koirach, one of the chavdal and matnas kahuna, and therefore he's telling you you're talking about a kar mincha. Kol Hashem Ba'artza, that can only be the Kahanim, the Zichrei Kuna. You're talking about the Bikurei Kol Hashem. Oh, that's called Kol Torah Beveisi Yechlenu, because Bikurim can be eaten by the wives as well. Of course, it's a shtikla doichik pshat, then the very pasuk that you're talking about, Bikurei Kol Hashem Ba'artza. Bikurei is referring to the Bikurim. Kol Hashem Ba'artza is referring to the Menachos. L'choyia is talking about the mincha only zichrei kuna. Kol Torah Beveisi Yechlenu is referring to the bikurim. It's a bissel shver to divide up the pasuk. What did Rava say the other day? The sakina harifa. We're splitting up the pasuk into two. This is menachos. This is bikurim. Ravashi Yom have a new teretz. Kulim b'menachos. The safe the kroas asoon lelach me toida. The whole pasuk is talking about mincha. So when it says Kol Hashem Ba'artzam, which the Gemara said is referring to the Menachos from the Gag and the Churva, Atz Yoh Alts Menachos. Ah, you told me if it's a Menachos, it should only be L'cho Yiyah for the Zichrei Kehuna, not Kol Torah Beveis V'Yechlenu. There is a Korban Mincha that is eaten by the family too. Which one is that? The Lachmei Toida. Lachmei Toida also comes from flour. Lachmei Toida. How do I know that Lachmei Toida is also called a Korban Mincha? Well, remember the Perek began, not this Perek, but previous Perekim. What did it say? Kol HaMenocha is Bois Matzah. Chutz, Mishtei HaLechem, and the Chomet Shemet Toida. Chomet Shemet, that's not a Mincha. Yod is a Mincha, because it's brought from flour. It's called a Mincha. Ah, so therefore this Pasuk, when it says, L'cho Yiyah is talking about a regular Karban Mincha. Kol Torah Beveis Yechlenu is talking about the Lachmei Toida Karban Mincha that's eaten by everybody. Okay, so with this we concluded this discussion. We go back once again. Remember, Ula and Rabba both said that when it comes to Bikurim, just like apples and oranges are not Niskadish Bikadush's Bikurim, so too the inferior Tmorim and Peirais, if they're inferior, they're not Niskadish. Says Yimara Biplukta, this vort of Rabba and Ula, which was challenged by Rab Acha Bar Abba from those prices, is in fact a machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Biplukta, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Imhevi Loi Kiddush, he holds exactly like Ula and Rabba. Reish Lakish Amar Imhevi Kiddush, Amadi, you're not supposed to go and bring inferior Bikurim, but if you did, Nasik Kochish Bikodeshim. It's not any better or any worse when you're bringing a korban la Hashem. Avadi, you're supposed to go and bring a nice feta geshmaka animal. But if you brought kechushim, like you found in the cholim of Paroi, right? The Nebuch, they all looked oskedart. They were all on a long-term diet. It's all to kush. It's not lechetchila. Avad, hakridenu lefefecha secha. Would you bring such a korban? But the maisa, it works. Kochushim works. So here too, the kochish and bikurim also works. Says he, what Mishlam and Rish Lakish could amatayim. Reish Lakish gave his tam in right on the spot. Maybe kiddush is like kochish bekachim. Eller Rabbi Yochanan, my time. Why does Rabbi Yochanan insist that if you bring inferior quality bikurim loy kiddush? Am Rabbi Luzer Rabbi Yochanan chazoy becholim milts ma'al yisa aminim. As you know, Rabbi Loza was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. We have him all the time, a Talmud. And of course, every time we mention Rabbi Loza in connection with Rabbi Yochanan, oh, you stole Barry's fury over here. You stole his lines. Rabbi Loza Pidas, but to exclude which other Rabbi Loza, the Tana, Rabbi Loza Ben.
Ben
Shemua. What you're referring is to Rabbi Loza Ben Horkinus. Rabbi Loza Ben Horkinus. What Barry is referring to, there were two Rabbi Lozers, Rabbi Loza ben Shemua the Tana, and Rabbi Loza ben Pidas the Abayah. Shkoyach. Anyway, so says now Rabbi Loza, I am being called upon to fe'en for what was Rabbi Yochanan's mokar. So, last night, says Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yochanan came to me in a cholim. He didn't answer the kasha, but just the fact, says Rabbi Loza, that man Rabbi Yochanan came to me in a cholim, miltzim al yisa amina, that's a good omen, that I'm going to say a good vart. That's a segula min a shemayim. Why would Rabbi Yochanan come to me in a chol? Apparently this didn't happen on a daily basis. It happened once in a yoivu. The fact that man Rebbe came to me in a chulam, that means that I'm going to say a good vart to fe'en for Rabbi Yochanan. What was the kasha? There wasn't really a kasha. We want to know what's the mocker of Rabbi Yochanan that im hevi loy kiddush, inferior doesn't work. On the cross is in the pasuk, may reishis. Right, it says v'lakach the may reishis kol pri adam asher tov mi atzcha. May reishis v'loy kol reishis. Only if it's taka may reishis the shents and the besta, not all reishis. Only and the same pasuk says mi atzcha. Right, v'lakach the may reishis kol pri adam asher tov mi atzcha. Mi atzcha v'loy kol atzcha. So if it's may reishis the shents and the besta, triple A quality, yeah. If it's may atzcha, but if it's already inferior, no goodish. What does he do with this drasha? What the Gemara means to say is, in Parshas Kisavai, when it tells us about the Bikurim, it doesn't really tell us that the Bikurim is only from the Shivas Haminim. How do I know from Shivas Haminim? Maybe taka apples and oranges that grow in Eretz Yisrael, which are beautiful. Remember the Yaffa oranges from yesteryear? They used to be double the size of the sun-kissed oranges. So maybe you're supposed to bring those for Bikurim. How do I know? So it's more because it says Eretz, Me Artzecha, and it says Eretz Chitis Oira, and then Eretz from Eretz, Ma'alon Eretz, Ma'alon Halon, Shvach Eretz, Afkan Shvach Eretz. It's got to be from the Shivas Aminim, She Nishptapchu Ben Eretz Yisrael. The Idach, Eretz Me Eretz. The other one says, after all, I'm learning one drasha, Eretz Eretz, you're masking, but I'm also learning May Artzecha to go and tell you that it's got to be the best and the shemsta, the nicest and the choicest. The idach Eretz Meretz, loy mashmalei. Now this double drasha from Eretz, I learned one Eretz Eretz, but May Artzecha. After all, he doesn't mean to say I'm going to bring the whole Eretz Yisrael in my tenor. He's going to be May Artzecha from the land of Eretz Yisrael. That's May Artzecha. Okay, see, hold it the mem in Nishkarai. Let's go back to our Gag and Chorva. Tani Chodesh, Shiv Gag, Shiv Chorva, Shiv Otzu, Shiv Svina, May Viva Koire. In other words, even though you might think this is, happens to be second class Bikurim, not only can you be May Viva Koire, you can even say all the psukim in Parshas Kisavoy, that whole vidui that you go and say to thank Hashem, which we started reading out before, V'yanisu V'amartov Neshem Ekecha, I thank you, Viveinu Makam Azeh, you gave us Eretz Ovas Chogel Vash, etc. Maybe Vikari. V'tan Idach, maybe V'ayinikari. Because Gag and Churva, Otz and Tzvina, are both Shvacha Masis, these are all inferior Schoira, maybe, yeah, you can bring it, V'ayinikari, but don't say these words, the magic words in Parshas Kisavi. So to Abishlam Rish Lakish, Gag Lekash. So we're going to say, according to Rish Lakish, remember, Rish Lakish holds V'diyevet, if you brought Kechushim, you brought Shvacha Schoira, it is Kiddush. We just have to understand why one Brisa says, not only is it Kiddush, maybe the Koyrei, the other says maybe the Eda Koyrei. But it's going to be a Bumbakash and Rabbi Yochanan. As far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, Gag, Churba, Svina, Otz, and Svina, we should go and say, Mister, keep this at home. Don't bring it.
No Kiddush.
It's Gunish Vet. That's what we said in the Brisa before. Yes, you have the Gag and the Svina. Remember that we answered, that's talking about the Kor Mincha. Because karma mincha b'diavad, you can bring me kol haratzai. But bikurim have to be the best and the most beautiful. Why is there machlokes mevi karim mevi? It should say einoy mevi. And if he is mevi, we should say send him home with the first Uber or the first Lyft. Shik him ahaim, because like kiddush. That's where it's kasha. But first, let's understand the country. Shlokish, what do I do with the stira? Mevi koira. In here it says mevi einikai. Zukti mar. Gag gagli kasha habi gag demara habi gag debayis. Gag, of course, is a roof. Now you can have a roof of a mara meaning a cave, where they only have, 5 inches of soil, and you have a gag on top of the mara. And in the mara itself, of course, you have this large hollow, which you can enter into and go out of. So the top of the mara is what we call the gag. It's not regular land, because regular land would, be deep soil for 10 feet, 50 feet, or all the way to the tahoim, down to the core of the earth. Here it's a gag of a mara, where there's this huge hollow, the gag on top. Lemaisa, it's the adoma, it's the oretz, and so therefore maybe the kite. However, if it's a gag of a bias, come on, what quality can you find of potatoes growing on your roof? I mean, it's very nice. You'll show all your neighbors, you'll show your friends. Look what I have, a whole garden over here. It's growing tomatoes and potatoes and all that. Of course, those are not bikurim. But he wants to go and show off that he's doing the seven minim, the gag bite. Maybe the enikurim. What about churva achurva? Lekasha, kam bachurva avuda, kam bachurva sheina avuda. Churva means, of course, that there was a building here originally, and it's now chorev. It's all just, it looks like a ramshackle hut, which is all fallen to pieces. So avuda means that somebody actually went in and planted, put in seeds, and had someone do a charisha, a plowing. So it's churva avuda. It's not going to be the same as growing out in the fields. You don't have the same amount of sun, you don't have the same amount of rain, and therefore it's not going to be top quality. But avuda, but he did, all the normal things that a farmer would do. It's so chorev that he didn't plant, that he didn't plow, and you just had things that grew me alei and probably from previous years from seeds that never sprouted, and they sprouted now. Oh, so therefore the churva avuda is maybe the koire. He put in all the arbit, all the work, all the harisha, all the zriya. Churva shein avuda, maybe ein koire. If it has a nekev, so then it's bona fide Eretz Yisrael, because it draws its sustenance and its minerals from the ear, from the aver of Eretz Yisrael, through those holes. It's as if it's connected to the land. But in the kufa, if it's just a flower pot, there's no nekev, maybe, because it has to be me'artzicha, like we said before. It says, you gave me the land. You can't give me the land if you're just bringing from an otz chain and okav. So therefore, maybe the enikay. Svina, svina lekasha. Kam svina shel eis, kam svina shel cheres. What's the difference between svina shel eis, svina shel cheres? Rashi, the last Rashi says that since cheres, earthenware, is made out of earth, and then you can say bona fide, this is rashi's priu adama, it's from the land, shina satali, because that's what cheres comes from. You see the last Rashi, svina shel cheres, maybe koyre, mishum shel eretzi. Even though things are growing there, but it's not maybe the koire, it's maybe the enekoire. So therefore, according to Reish Lakish, I can synthesize these two brises, and I don't have to say that it's a machlokes. I don't have to say that there is a kasha. There's no stira. It depends which gag, depends which otzitz, etc. And Rabbi Yochanan kasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he says, like kiddush, this is all inferior stuff. Whether it is happens to be a gag of a mara, gag of a bias, whether it's a otz nekuva, ein nekuva, etc. All of these are inferior in one way or another. So there should be a third brisa that should say ein maybe kalikar garnished. And for the mara, guess what? Tanoi, I found another brisa. The sign is the brisa shebigag shebechurva maybe vekoyre. Presumably that's talking about a gag vechurva. To be consistent with what we said before, a gag of a mara and a churva avuda, maybe the koyre. Vishavotu shebismina, ain't it maybe kalikr? If it grew in an otzitz, don't tell me about an otzitz knockov and otzitz, ain't a knockov, a svina shel cheretz, a svina shel eitz. This is gunish vet, ain't it maybe kalikr? Now who holds ain't it maybe kalikr? That's Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan dosses, yeah, that's what I said. Now if you're going to ask me, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the Gag and Churva, he doesn't have to do anything Gag and Churva. Rabbi Yochanan, just like Rabbah and just like Ula, we're talking about the Tamarim Shebaharim Lebipeder Shebaamokim. If they happen to be inferior, forget about it. You don't bring it at all. Im Hevi Loikidesh. Says Rabbi Yochanan, have a right from Beferish and Braisa. I have their inferior quality. I have Tvua or Peters that grew in an Otzitz or in a Svina. Ain't a medical ikka. Don't even think about bringing it. Because if it's inferior, Loi Kiddush, it's worthless. Good. So we have now, if anybody stops you in the street and says, tell me, if you brought inferior Bikurim, what's the halacha? And you'll tell them it's a three-way machloikis. According to one man, the other, according to Reish Lakish and Rabba Bar, what was his name? Reb Acha Bar Abba, even though it happens to be inferior, still Kusha V'Yusha made the kari. Like the first brisa. According to the second man, the Omar, the second brisa, it's maybe the Enakar, it's inferior. Inferior. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Ula, and according to Rabba, if it's inferior, stay at home. Don't even think of coming to the Beis Hamikdash. You're just wasting the car fare or whatever fare you're paying to get to Yerushalayim to bring inferior payers, because Einoin may be called Iker.
Why is the Svina any better than a Atzid, Shein, and Akuv? If you have a hole in the Svina, you're not going to be afloat much longer.
The Svina is talking about there was no Nekev, no question. So you're asking me, why does one Brisa say by Svina, maybe the Kairei? Because remember, it's talking about it's made out of cheres. And cheres is made out of adama, made out of art. So the person can...
But I've seen chain and not the flower pot made out of cheres?
Well, that's a good question. You're asking, what happens if you have a flower pot which is made out of eights? So presumably that would be just like the Swedish elates, where it's deficient, and therefore it would be mevi v'eina koyra, not mevi v'koyra. Good. Final shtickle before we get to the end of today's daf. Remember, in the end of the Mishnah, we said that aforiyim shebebika also produced silis, but this was considered to be second grade quality compared to from machnes and the zatcha from the Mishnah. So, since we mentioned aforiyim, we go over to a short shtickle agadata, which is famous because I think Rashi brings in a chumash, and we learned about this when we were kids. Amri le Yoichna umamre le Moshe. Yoichna and Mamre were names of people, and they were, says Rashi, Roshi Mechashvim. They were the heads of the Kishav Machers, the black magic people, black magicians in, not black in terms of white and black, but that's black magic practitioners, in Mitzrayim. And the Moshe Rabbeinu started making all of these Nisim and Afloyes, and they said to Pari, until it came to Kinim, they said, big deal, I can also make that the water should become blood. I could also make that there should be frogs jumping all over. When it came to Kinim, they said, no, those Kenshinish, because it's so small, our Kishav can't have any effect on such small lice. Good. So it says over there that initially they went and said to Paran, they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Tevin at the Machnas Aforiyim. Aforiyim was a center where people would go and buy and sell Tevin, all types of straw and hay, and Tvua, because that was famous in the world, or at least in that part of the Middle East, people would come to Afarim. Would you, if you grew Tevin in Tel Aviv, would you bring your Tevin to Afarim? No, you'd be crazy. That's the marketplace for all the Tevin in the world. They don't need your Tevin. They got huge amounts of Tevin locally. They don't need you to go and import it from somewhere else. So,
Newcastle.
I'm sorry?
So
you don't bring coal to Newcastle, and you don't bring a Tevin to Afari. And what they're telling Moshe Rabbeinu is, don't bring in your Kishif, your so-called Nisim, your Asura Makis. We got plenty of Kishif Makis, we don't need you, Moshe. You do your black magic somewhere else. Go and make it for a Cholamoid outing for all the children. Go and be a magician and make all your magic tricks, etc. We don't need you here in Mitzrayim. So that's what they told the Derech Marshal. You bring Tevin to Afari. So Moshe Rabbeinu responded, "Punt fakert, Amri Inchi." People have an expression, "Lamasa yarka, yarka shokul." If you happen to be a farmer and you want to go and sell your vegetables, you're going to go and take it to the marketplace for vegetables. It's true, Afarim doesn't need my tevin, but I need to sell my tevin, and there are thousands of people standing online or they're in the computers online, going and they are buying from the Tevin from Afarim. So I want to be part of that marketplace of the Tevin in Afarim. So of course, This has nothing to do with a nisim that the Kodesh Baruch Hu made in Mitzrayim. But says Rashi, Divrei, since they said to him Divrei Litzonis about bringing the Teben to Ephraim, so he responded with Divrei Litzonis that, like Morris says, Shaitan Posik, Aneik Silk Ivaltoi, answer the Ksil, the fool, according to his foolishness. Since they said, no, you're bringing a new Kishav in Mitzrayim, you're bringing Teben. He said, yeah, that's where you would bring Teben to. If I wanted to sell Teben, I wouldn't sell it in New Jersey. I would come to Ephraim, because there's a huge shortage, there's a huge marketplace over there, and everybody's standing online to buy it. So I would go and sell it there. We stop over here, Rabbi Yisai, and we have to be continued tomorrow from the new Mishnah.